Lord, help us to commence this worship by singing hymn number 13, the 13th hymn. God's mercy is forever sure. Eternal is His name. As long as life and speech endure, my tongue this truth proclaim. Hymn number 13. For our instruction from the Word of God out of the book of Genesis, chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, and my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the mighty hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, with blessings of heaven above, and blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb, the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. May the Lord bless unto us the reading of his holy word and help us now at the throne of grace. O thou merciful, gracious Lord God, we do come to thee again this night to acknowledge once more our great need. For Lord, how we need that unction of thy Spirit as we come into thy court, as we would come near unto thee to worship. Thou knowest, Lord, how that we are of the earth earthy, we are carnal and sold unto sin. Lord, we would acknowledge that too. But we do pray that we may know something of that rising of the Spirit in our heart and soul, and the drawing of our souls after thee. O Lord, draw us that we may run after thee tonight. O, we pray, Lord, that there might be something of that gracious effect. The Lord's presence made known in that. And that, Lord, we may perceive too, that the Lord is pleased as well to come and visit sinners. Oh, but surely thou knowest, Lord, each heart here this night. And, oh Lord, we hope there might be those whose hearts do have that longing, who feel that aching void, who feel, Lord, that great need that thou wouldst come unto them. They long, Lord, for that visit of the Lord. They long to have a word drop down into their heart. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst so direct thy word. For, Lord, thou knowest each heart in its need. But, oh, do, Lord, give grace to receive the word that thou dost speak, whether it be a word that shall convince us of sin, convince us of our guilt, if it be a word, Lord, which shall reprove and correct, to chasten, to afflict. Oh, may we bow under such a word, Lord, and be thankful and bless thy name for it. But, oh, Lord, we pray that there might also be something of that word to encourage. Oh, how we feel the need that too, Lord. Oh, wilt thou yet come and build us up? Wilt thou, Lord, be pleased to so direct the word this night into the hearts, that there might be also, Lord, a rising up again. Oh, how we long, Lord, for such a time, season. Oh, we do prove, Lord, what thy servants have proved in all throughout the history, that the days of darkness are many. That so often, Lord, God is silent. Oh, how often, Lord, we have to say that thou dost hide thyself. Oh, we would come with thy servant of old who cried out, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? Oh, thou knowest, Lord, how there's a need be for even something of that experience to stir up the heart, to humble the soul, to bring to confession. Oh, Lord, thou knowest the need be, but you do have compassion and remember us for good. And we do pray, Lord, it may be thy good pleasure this evening to so shine upon us. For, Lord, is that not to thy glory when thou dost shine forth? Oh, we pray that there might be something of that clear shining of the Son of Righteousness in our hearts. Oh, may He shine upon our paths. Oh, may there be even, Lord, tonight, something of that shining upon the work of grace in some soul. So, Lord, bless the word of God to that end. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that Thou wilt yet make manifest something of that divine, everlasting purpose of God towards sinners here. Oh, may there be, Lord, tonight, something of that mighty power made known to bring a soul into that the bonds of the covenant. Oh, wonderful Lord, it will be then. And how profitable the season. What a blessing. And how then, Lord, we would rejoice in Thee and thank Thee if Thou shouldst be pleased to do that. And it may be, though, tonight that there are one and another whose desire is that they might be brought more and more into something of that covenant, into the sacred realization of it as their everlasting portion. That they, Lord, might have something of that hope given unto them. A hope which increases. A hope which strengthens the soul. Oh, that Thou would bless, Lord, souls in that way and lead them. We do pray, Lord, that there might be something tonight of a gracious feeding. Oh, Thou hast said that Thou wilt feed Thy people with that bread. Lord, oh, may we be fed with living bread. May the word of God be made such tonight unto us. Oh, how we do pray, Lord, that Thou wilt so come. But, oh, indeed, Lord, wilt Thou satisfy us with Thy mercies. Oh, then, Lord, we shall be well satisfied. We shall indeed rejoice. We shall count the season sweet. We shall be able then, Lord, in some measure, to go in the strength of it again. Lord, we do need that. Oh, Thou knowest, Lord, how Thy servant of old needed to that gracious feeding, that he might go in its strength. Well, so, Lord, do we tonight. Oh, then look upon us, we pray, and help us. Oh, we do pray we may know something of that secret the apostle knew when he declared, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, blessed knowledge. A sacred place to be found, resting in it. Oh, help us, Lord, in that. Oh, but Thou knowest, Lord, those who may have crosses to bear, trials to endure. Oh, Thou knowest, Lord, how these things are so crucifying to the flesh. But wilt Thou, Lord, appear and sanctify it? And those bitter waters, which one shrinks back from. Oh, may there be some sweetness in them tonight. Oh, Lord, Thou canst make every bitter thing sweet. Then do it for Thy name's sake. Oh, Lord, we do pray that we may be favored then to come into that wonderful place. Well, we shall know it is the Lord. Oh, how Thy disciples, Lord, rejoiced in those appearances. When one could say to the other, it is the Lord. Lord, how we long that we may be able to come into that secret and feel it too. Oh, bless us now. Oh, take away, Lord, the love of sinning. Take away, Lord, that drawing of the world. Help us to overcome. Oh, we need help, Lord, that we may resist its influence. Oh, Thou knowest, Lord, how we need grace to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, to be found on our watchtower. Oh, help us, Lord, in that. May we be, Lord, watching for Thy coming. And the more that we see, Lord, the signs all around us of the world collapsing, oh, may we behold, Lord, something then of the eternal promise of God unfolding. Oh, how wonderful, Lord, it will be if there may be in our hearts something of such a rest when the world is in turmoil, when that time of the fires burn, that we then, Lord, may have that safe place of recluse, looking unto Jesus, waiting for Him, and, oh Lord, to be found amongst all those who are caught up with Him. Oh, bless us then. Help each friend, young and old. Direct the Word of God, Lord, into each heart. And do, Lord, be that great physician to heal the wounds of sin. To heal something, Lord, of the sore plague. Oh, Lord, come to us now. And we do thank Thee yet for multitudes of mercies and many privileges and comforts. Lord, we still have Thy Word. We still have Thy day. We have the means of grace. And yea, we have the mercy seat. And we would thank Thee. And we would ask for grace that we might use them all aright. And be found faithful, Lord, in coming to them. Oh, draw us there. We do pray that Thou wilt yet also look upon Thy church, Thy people. Help them, Lord, and undertake. Do, Lord, appear for them. Oh, may it be that Thou wilt hasten the time of their deliverance. Do remember especially Thy servants in all their many needs, their labors, laboring at times in such unlooked for times and seasons, unexpected. Oh, but yet, Lord, Thou knowest. Oh, we do pray that Thou wilt bless them, bless the assemblies of Thy saints, and may there be, Lord, something of the Spirit of God, known and felt, in every place. We would pray for the nation too. For Lord, it is in the peace of the nation that we shall have peace. And we do pray that Thou wilt yet grant something of that peace. And that Thou wilt give, Lord, even still, a good measure of that favor of God. Wilt Thou give, Lord, grace that we may humble ourselves before Thee. That there might be a confession of sin. And acknowledging, Lord, of our great need. Oh, Lord, do bow down Thine ear unto us. We would pray for all who are set in authority, that Thou wilt give unto them discretion and wisdom. Do teach, Lord, and oh, do so bless. We come now, Lord, praying that Thou wilt hear then all our petitions, pardoning every sin, and accept us now in that name of Jesus and for His sake. Amen. Let us continue now by singing hymn number 247. O Lord, I would delight in Thee, and on Thy care depend. To Thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. Hymn 247. seek in the Lord's gracious help and direct your thoughts this evening hour to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and reading verse 13. Deuteronomy 33, the 13th verse. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath. Having noticed this morning something of that state of Joseph in a spiritual application, that is Joseph being here a type of the Church of God. We don't often have a type of the church in any certain character. We have the type of the church more in pictures of natural things. But here Joseph definitely is a type of the church. And a very beautiful type. With all that is proclaimed of him. And the blessing of the Lord. But have we noticed as well that this blessing of the Lord came forth from the goodwill of him that was in the bush. And we have spoken this morning of something of that goodwill, that being mercies. Temporal mercies first. Multitudes of those mercies. The storehouse of God's mercy in that is exceeding great. But then, we just began, as we concluded this morning, something of those secret mercies, which I often refer to as those mercies of the covenant, the mercies of that come through blood, the mercies of salvation. Temporal mercies may come to every person. Secret mercies come to the Church of God, to that body that will make up his church, to those individuals, and every one of them in themselves ruined sinners. Every one of them having gone astray, but they will be found. They will be called. They will be brought. But we must consider then this evening furthermore something of those mercies that flow from the goodwill of him that was found in the bush. We notice one of those great mercies in his goodwill is the acceptance of God. To God of sinners. And in that acceptance, their forgiveness and pardon and access unto him. And we now finish this morning speaking of how they have this aspect of this too, and that is God delighting in them. A most glorious truth. But proceeding on from that now then, we would consider further that great mercy of God in this, the constancy of his love to them. And oh, dear friend, that is an exceeding great mercy. That love that he has to his people does not alter. It never wavers. It never declines. It remaineth. It is a love that is so strong. He himself spoke of it, that greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. It's that love that's strong as death, which will never depart from them. And it's that love that bears so with them. We read in one of the Psalms of how he bore all their ill manners in the wilderness. How did he do it? It was with love. nothing else. How great is his love in that. But it is still today. Oh, so those of you who have been taught something of this grace and this fear of God, those of you who have known sometimes when you felt something of God drawing your soul and you felt your heart coming near to him in prayers, in petitions, in humble seeking, and then you found yourself again overcome with sin. Sins that you are ashamed of. Sins which cause you, as it were, to keep back from him. But oh, his love remains constant. Through all that, it does not change. Oh, this is something then of this mercy, of the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. And what a blessing it is, that goodwill. But consider now further something of that mercy in the way of our text. Blessed be of the Lord be his land. Of the Lord be his land. You see, that land of Joseph is that good ground that's found in the parable of the sower. It's not wayside land. It's not stony ground land. It's not thorny ground land that is blessed. The land of Joseph in its blessing was the good ground. And oh, if in that where the church is blessed, the good ground, the church is that good ground. And they're the only good ground. There is no other ground good outside of the church of God. Outside of those souls who will make up that body, that church. Oh, they are all different kinds of characters, to be sure. And they, in and of themselves, oftentimes are weak. But oh, for to have that good ground, wherein the Word of God enters in. Oh, the vital, important point, dear friend, of the word entering. The other three grounds, the Word fell among it. One, it fell into it just a little, but it couldn't enter deep. And so it was soon finished. Oh, to be of that ground, so prepared. A good ground that's broken up. A ground that God takes particular care of. As we read in Luke chapter, is it chapter 19, 18, one of them, where the Lord speaks about that tree that he came seeking fruit and there was none. And he said, cut it down. And the one said, let it alone yet this year, let me dig and dung it. Oh, but dear friend, that's what God does with his ground. That ground is prepared then. And how is it prepared? Through its trials. Through the various troubles it has. The conflicts. The Lord is working it up. Preparing it to receive the word. But oh, then, how does the word come to that ground? Well, we have it in the previous chapter. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. As the small rain upon the tender herb. And as the showers upon the grass. I think I've quoted it rightly. As the small rain upon the tender herb. And as the showers upon the grass. Ah, this is the way the word of God enters. It drops down. Sometimes as rain, sometimes as dew, sometimes as the small rain, and other times as a shower. But oh, it has that upon which it enters. Oh, defend the doctrine of God's Word, the teaching of that Word. Oh, this is the vital part of this ground being blessed. When God's Word can enter. When God's Word takes root, that soul cannot, as it were, dig up that Word. The Lord fixes it there. You see the difference there, friend, when God fixes the Word and when you or I might try to fix a Word in our heart. I had a cousin through marriage many years ago. Sometimes when we had a visit together on usually New Year's Day before we moved here. He was a very worldly man at one point and then became very religious. You know, at times, Ifan, I used to think he's got much more than I have. Oh, how he used to speak. He seemed to be so full. But he would say, he says, you memorize God's Word. He said, you fix it in your heart. He said, that Word will never then depart. And, oh, that Word will build you up. And I used to think of that so many times. It's all wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong to memorize God's Word, but it's not that by our memorizing we can fix it in our heart. We can produce the blessing from it. That cannot be. But when God fixes the Word in the heart, dear friend, that Word sticks fast. That Word will work. That Word has an effect, a blessed, great, gracious effect upon the soul. The soul then won't forget it. If I may come back to that man and just to tell you, it wasn't many years after we moved here that he was in prison. And all that he had learned had been forgotten. Oh, but what a lesson. Dear friend, to have the Word of God drop down into our heart. And that way, blessed of the Lord be his land. Oh, how vital this is. How important. But you see, that word again, we might speak of it as the gospel. What a wonderful thing. What a precious thing it is when the gospel, the everlasting gospel as it is called, and I love that term, the everlasting gospel. Because it's a gospel that isn't just for this time state. It's a gospel that the church of God will feed on in eternity to come. The same gospel. Only there they will have a clear understanding of it. They will have the full understanding. But oh, different to have something of that gospel now begun to work in our soul. The gospel to enter in. What a sacred thing that is too. What a sweet season it is when we know something of the gospel. The gospel which comes with its gracious invitations, inviting poor sinners, those in distress, those in trouble, those with heavy burdens. That gospel invites them to come unto Jesus. To draw nigh to him. To believe on him. Oh, that gospel calls them to look unto him. Oh, again, does that gospel not exhort them when they are in trouble, then to call upon their God who shall deliver them out of all troubles. Oh, but there are so many different applications of the gospel when the Lord blesses it. But oh, dear friend, when the soul feels a sense of his guilt, his uncleanness. And the gospel shows unto him something of that righteousness of Christ. You see, that gospel then will be, as it were, burnt into his heart and soul. Then the land is blessed. That soul of his. Oh, and it's so personal. How we have to prove this too. Oh, I think again in those days when I was seeking. And coming out of the chapel, one would speak of how they had been so blessed under the word. They weren't sitting but a few feet from me. They received it and I didn't. Oh, that's how the gospel comes. When it drops down. And it is, dear friend, something that should be a means of searching ourselves out. Have you ever come to the house of God longing for something and you get nothing? And perhaps another person speaks of how something was blessed. Can you just go away and forget it? Does it not bring you to that place, Lord, I must be all wrong. Oh, this is a searching thing. But the land will be blessed in that way. Blessed be of the Lord be his land. Oh, different that gospel, the word of God's grace. I love that term of that gospel, the word of his grace. It's the power of God that Paul speaks of in the gospel. For the gospel of Christ is with power unto those to whom it comes. And that's the effect of the gospel. Oh, these are the things which make the land blessed then. But remember, there's a time appointed for the gospel to come. Oh, there is that too. And if there be one soul here tonight for whom that time is appointed, if it's not tonight, dear friend, that time will come when God will bless the gospel to your soul. And you will believe. This is the land being blessed. Blessed of the Lord be his land. Be his land. Ah, but see too. That gospel when it comes. It comes to call. There will be a calling in it. For the Lord calls his people. Paul, writing again, speaks, make your calling. An election, sure. There will be a calling. Oh, to know something of the gospel coming in that way. When it comes into the heart. My mind just goes to the hymn that is loved by many. And I trust many here as well. A hymn of John Kent. Where he speaks. When wisdom calls, they stop their ears and headlong urge their mad career. Judgments nor mercies ne'er can sway to turn their feet to wisdom's way. But here's the word. The appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. Oh, and that is when the land will be blessed. The call by grace to change the heart, renew the will and turn the feet to Zion's hill. Blessed of the Lord be his land. Oh, this land, and you see, really, it's Christ's land. The church is his land, his possession, and how he cares for it. Again, it will call. But then too, the gospel will comfort. There will be that time when that soul, in all its trouble, its affliction, its distress, will know something of the comfort of the gospel. For the gospel has much comfort in it. And this is when the land is blessed. Oh, these souls then, they will sit down beneath his shadow and find his fruit sweet to their taste. Oh, they will come into that blessed experience of the bride in Song of Solomon chapter 2. I sat down under his shadow. The shadow of that apple tree. Oh, this is the time when they receive that comfort. And then the gospel will edify. Meaning it will build up. Oh, there's an establishing of the souls into that truth. Oh, you see, different, the truth that's in Jesus, we don't learn in one day. We don't learn in a year. It's a lifetime experience, learning that truth and being built up in it. But this is when the soul or the land is being blessed. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, be his land. But then, there will be also a blessing when the Holy Ghost is given. What a great blessing that is. The Lord declared of the Holy Ghost when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Oh, and what a solemn state. But he will convince of that. He will convince of all sins. But this is as his work. And then to show unto them the judgment of God upon sin in the person of the Savior. And then of righteousness, that there is now something of that holiness for the poor sinner to appear before God in. Oh, different when the Holy Ghost is given unto his people. He too, like the doctrine, shall come down as rain upon them. Oh, blessed of the Lord be his land. But then, we find that Moses here goes on to speak regarding something of this blessing. I would have you notice, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, for the deep. Now, we have been speaking of those blessings that come down from above. They come down like rain. They come down like the dew. They come down like the snow. Again, we're reminded of that word in Isaiah 55, of the word of God, that shall descend like the snow and the rain upon the earth. That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Ah, says the Lord, as the rain and snow descend, so shall my word be. But now, what about this deep that coucheth beneath? We find it brought forth before us here in these beautiful terms for of the fountain. The springs of fountain, if you will, that spring up, that bubble up. Now, what are we to understand by this? This deep that coucheth beneath. Well, I believe, dear friend, we have here something of God's gracious gift in the person of his dear Son. When he came to this earth, when he came into the lower parts, and oh, dear friend, while here on earth, what a breaking up there was of that spring, that fountain in him, in the words that he spake, in the wonderful deeds that he did, in the blessings that he bestowed. Oh, there was the springing up of the fountain from the depths. Wonderful, dear friend. God has laid in the depths such provision too. So that from above and from beneath, There's something of God's blessing rising up and coming down upon His dear people. Oh, think of it in this way. Here, when we look at Jesus, the person, that sweet incarnation of the Son of God, there's the breaking forth of the divine goodness of God in Him. Oh, He went about doing good, healing, restoring, raising up. Oh, this was the breaking up of the fountains from beneath when Christ went about doing that good. Perhaps we might think of these fountains as we read of them in the Song of Solomon, where we have a beautiful description in the 4th chapter. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up. A fountain sealed. A fountain of gardens. A well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. Oh, even this is that word of God unto His dear people. This is what He becomes unto them. A garden of living waters and streams from Lebanon that spring up unto the people. Oh, what a depth there is. This is the deep that coucheth beneath here. Oh, but when we think of it, His humble abode, when He took that flesh, to content to dwell, as the hymn writer put it, in such feeble flesh as thy. Oh, defend, from that flesh, that feeble flesh, will spring up these wonderful waters. Waters to refresh. Waters to bless the soul. Oh, they're springing up in His humanity. We love to speak of it. But think of it, dear friend, what that humanity really represented. It was His weakened state. Oh, to behold Him there. God, there made weak in that way that He might die. For He died in a state of weakness. I know there was strength revealed, but oh, dear friend, that was the weakness of God when He died on behalf of His people. But oh, what a fountain springs out of it. What a depth there is in it that will bubble up. It is a fountain that must burst out. What all comes out of Christ dying there on behalf of His people. Oh, think there so then of how grace and providence all flow together out of that death of Christ unto poor sinners. Here indeed we are given to see something of what all proceeds from His love there unto His dear people. Oh, but think first regarding Christ in that low state, different, the holy offering that He made. Oh, there's something of the springing up from the depths. When He offered Himself without spot unto God. What an offering it was. An offering that God smelt the sweet savor of. We are reminded of how when Noah came forth of the ark, he built that sacrifice and God smelled the sweet savor. Oh, but how much more when His own Son offered up Himself. Oh, I say it even, how much more did the Father smell? No, that savor. Here was the Lamb of God. Here was the fatted calf. Here indeed was that offering that God has been waiting for. Oh, this we see now springing up from the depths of that humanity of Christ. Wonderful to behold it. again, to see something of that wonderful springing up of Christ as the vine. The vine that was planted in good ground and begins to grow. And the branches that flow out of it. Oh, from the depths there's something of this. See again how wonderful the depths bring forth unto us now this precious truth. Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep things that coucheth beneath. Oh, dear, and these are something of those mercies of God to his people. But now, we might ask the question, how is it that this good will of him is known? The good will of God to these souls. For that will be their longing to know. How they want to be assured of those mercies. Well, first of all, God assures them by the promises he makes. Oh, different, has he not spoken many a promise unto his dear people? Oh, has he not spoken that wonderful promise, when I see the blood, I will pass over you? Now, different, that is their assurance. Oh, the ground then is blessed indeed. The ground of their soul is so highly blessed there when they walk in the spirit of that. When they walk under the sweet sense of it, that he sees the blood. I know that when sin is freshly worked in the heart again, we don't feel that blood then. Oh, if and then the soul goes for a long time in a state of real need, of guilt, of trouble, condemnation, and he needs again a fresh application of that blood. But oh, see, dear friend, the Lord will give it again unto those souls. Oh, then it is they will have the sweet confidence that that mercy has come to them. Oh, what a mercy it is, dear friend, when the Lord blesses his people with the promises then. The promises that he will see them again. Oh, he will. The promises that he will build them up. He will do them good. He will set them in the way of his steps. What a promise it is that he makes unto his dear people. These are all so many ways in which the soul is blessed. Blessed of the Lord be his land. The soul of the church is their people. Oh, different to have a sweet experience of this again. The Lord coming to his people in such a way and to bless them. Oh, again, does he not bless them? You know, with that word, and I think of a word just comes to me in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. This word, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. No, different, that's the soul whose land is blessed. When that poor soul can come into that sweet place, receiving him first, believing on him. He has given them power to become then the sons of God. Oh, I love that word. To them he gave power to become the sons. Oh, how we need that power. That we might be made a son of God. Oh, this is the wonderful promise that's fulfilled here then. In the land that's blessed. The land that's built up. Again, he does it by the Holy Ghost confirming and sealing their souls. How often we read in the epistles of the souls being confirmed and sealed by the Holy Ghost. That too. This is the God's mercies being made known unto these souls. But then, we come to that point too. What are these mercies? Mercies of mercies, if I may call them that. What is the good effect of those mercies? One thing, they will then delight in God. They will look right past all the gifts. Now, dear friend, it's a wonderful thing if you know something of those gifts of God. The gift of repentance. The gift of His grace. The gift of His love. Oh, to have something of that gift of knowledge imparted unto you, wisdom from above. These many gifts. Wonderful if we have a few of those gifts. But oh, dear friend, when we're really blessed, we will go right past the gifts and we will look to the giver. And oh, how the soul rejoices in Him, is in God Himself. And we were singing that hymn just now in hymn 247. One of those first hymns, dear friend, that I think the Lord gave me a reason to hope. When the hymn writer puts it, I would delight in Thee and on Thy care depend. To Thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. Ah, but he comes to this point. No good in creatures can be found, but may be found in Thee. I must have all things and abound. The all things are all the gifts that God will give. I must have them. Lord, I must. And abound. While God is God to me. Ah, but you see, he comes to that point when God is God to him. Oh, there the soul comes to rest in God, the great giver. To trust in that God, to believe in that God, to hope in that God. Oh, then God becomes all in all. That's different what we must come to in this way. This is the land that's being blessed. And then too, when God has become all in all like that, and we now receive all things from Him, then mercies that were former mercies, they will be received and looked on now with new joy. Oh, we will see in them something of God's care for us when we were wandering from Him. But now we see them in new light. And oh, the blessing that that brings to the soul. When we have a glimpse of that. Oh, this indeed is something of the soul being led on. The mercies of God. But then, more than that. Oh, new mercies. Mercies that are given now will be used aright. Oh, even think of that for a moment. How many mercies we've misused. We've abused. And what a sin that is. But when the land is blessed, when the soul is favored, when God is set up there as all in all, then mercies will be rightly used. Oh, what a difference it is. Oh, these are those things that are here set forth before us. Oh, there will then be something found of the sanctifying of the life. Wonderful if there is a little of that in our lives. The fear of God working now. Very graciously. And how God then blesses. God's favor in giving now. Strength for such souls. Strength to walk in His ways. Strength to obey His commands. Oh, here is something now of God favoring the land. This is the goodwill of Him that dwelt in the bush. Then, Oh, here we have a little of that grace given. But then, oh, here we too perceive something of God's eternal favor, the everlasting favor and blessing. Oh, this is the land that's blessed. Blessed of the Lord be his land. Then, oh, different how we come to that place, the most needful blessings that we can crave are all here, made sure. Look at those blessings of that will of God, the good will of God, as Moses puts it here. First of all, God waits to be gracious. Oh, in his good will, he does wait. Gracious he will be. Oh, how he will delight in it. But he waits. There's a season most fit that he's determined to heal up the wounds and to bless the soul, to turn the captivity of the heart. Oh, again, the goodwill of this God. He delights in loving kindness. Oh, different, it's not a loving kindness that he will shut up. It's not a loving kindness that he puts on a shelf to admire. Oh, when does God truly delight in loving kindness? When he shows it unto some poor wretch. Oh, this is what he does when he blesses the land. Wonderful to have some tokens of that. That God has shown something of his loving kindness even to us. Ah, but then too, he will be the God of every seeker. Souls that seek him earnestly. Souls that seek him with a whole heart. Souls that seek him by night and day. Souls that seek his favor, his face, his help, his blessing. He will be the God of all those seekers. Indeed, it has been said that if any soul seeks him, he will be found of them. He must be. Remember two old friends speaking in Grand Rapids many years ago, and they were speaking about one, a certain person, and one said to the other, I believe he's a seeking soul right now. And the other answered back, then he's a blessed soul, and he will be a finder. Oh, different, this is what God here has made known when he blesses the land of Joseph's, the church, his people. He will be that God of each seeker. And then too, he will be their guide even unto death. Oh, what a guide he will become unto them. A guide that they will oftentimes resort to. They will feel the need of, that they might be led aright. Then, here Moses speaks something else. Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, and for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun. Now, the sun of righteousness. Oh, there's the precious fruits brought forth by the sun. What are they? First, there will be to each soul to whom that sun rises upon, shines upon, there will be reconciliation. That soul must be reconciled to God. These are one of those precious fruits of the sun. When it rises upon them, again, there'll be the fruit of redemption. He has secured that by His death. Again, there'll be the fruit of regeneration. He's promised that. He will send the Holy Ghost onto these souls, and they must be regenerated. Oh, see here the order. Reconciliation, redemption, regeneration. And then this. Remission. The remission of their sins. Oh, this is a fruit. When the Son of Righteousness arises upon them. Upon the land of His church. And then there will be that peace with God. Oh, dear friend, what a thing, precious thing that is. The peace of God. In the heart, in the soul. Oh, precious peace. Now, in conclusion tonight, I pointed out this morning, but I would have you notice it again. Five times Moses uses one word here. Precious. Precious things of heaven. Precious things put forth by the sun. Precious things put forth by the moon. Precious things of the earth. And the precious things of the lasting hills. That word precious. Now the Hebrew word that Moses uses there means this. Things that are most excellent. Most excellent. And I think, friend, that's a beautiful description of all these things that the land is blessed with. Things that are excellent. Things that God approves. That God delights in. Oh, dear friend, He doesn't delight in all that we are by nature. But when He comes to bless His land, bless His church, bless poor sinners, all these things that we mentioned a good many tonight, but all of them are most excellent in His sight. And He is well pleased. See, different that word that He speaks of regarding His dear Son. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Why? Because all that His church receives comes from His Son. He's well pleased. Well, may God, may He give us some understanding and something of this word. Open up to us something of its precious truths. Help us to read it again. Consider well. What is here set forth for His dear people, His church, for His glory. Let us continue now by singing hymn number 595. 595. Oh, may God give us a little of this free grace. Free grace is the joy of my heart. Its glories with wonder I trace. To me it does freely impart rich blessings just suiting my case. No monster is more wretched than could be, nor less of God's favor deserve. Yet such is His grace unto me, I never, no never can starve. Hymn 595, oh, these are all those sweet blessings that God gives when He blesses His life.
Thank you.
pray that thou wilt now forgive all thou hast seen amiss in our worship this day. Take us each unto our homes in peace, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us now and evermore. Amen.